Hi, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Angelita. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Hey, how you doing today?
Just fine. How are you?
All right. My name is Joshua Conley, and I am a current employee with Wayne Farms out of Jack, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And our plant has been down for this week. Due cause they renovating or something over there on the old side,
mm-hmm.
and they want us to call you guys and file a unemployment claim for this week until we go back to work.
Okay, and what's your social?
It's 587-351-824.
And verify your name and date of birth for me.
It is Joshua Terrell Connolly, and my birthday is 7 months, the 23rd and 77.
Okay. Then are you going direct deposit or benefit card?
Direct deposit.
Okay. I need your checking account or savings or routing number. For the checking or savings, I need a routing number and account number, and I need your driver's license or your ID card.
Okay.
Okay. All right. And then
which one you want first?
You can grab a pen and paper also. Okay. So let me go with this first. So you have Joshua, J-O-S-H-U-A. Middle initial is T. And Cornley, C-O-N-E-R-L-Y.
Yes, ma'am.
And your date of birth is July the 23rd,
1977. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And happy belated birthday to you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What's your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself as being disabled?
No.
Do you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
12.
Okay, any college?
None.
What's your mother's maiden name before marriage?
It was Connolly.
Okay, and then what's your driver's license and what state?
My driver's license say it's Alabama, and my number is 890-8755.
Okay, Alabama 890-8755. And you say you want your benefits, direct deposit, benefit card.
Direct deposit would be great.
Okay, checking or savings?
Checking.
And what's your routing number and account number?
It's 314-972853.
Okay, and the account number?
It's 805-905-8233.
Okay, so I have the routing number is 314-972-853.
Yes.
And the account number is 805-905-8233.
Yes.
Okay, and verify your mailing address for me.
It's 311 South Watson Street, Enterprise, Alabama, 36330.
Okay, is the resident and the mailing address the same?
Yes.
Have your address changed in the last year?
No.
And what's your primary phone number?
It's 334-389-6511.
Okay, and do you have a secondary or email address you want to add?
You can reach me at joshuaconley40@gmail.com.
Okay. All right, so I have the mailing address is 311 South Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N Street, Enterprise, Alabama, 36330.
Yes.
And the primary number is 334-389-6511. Email address is joshuaconerly, the number 40, at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. Secure your statement, of course, to verify your identity. When filing the UC benefits, you will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1996 Honda Civic, 98 Lexus SC400, 2001 Saturn L Series, or 2005 Mercedes-Benz S-Class?
Honda.
Okay. Which, what color is your 1985 Lincoln Town car? Beige, black, blue, green, white, never been associated.
I really had two of those cars. One was beige and the other one was like.
One was beige and the other one was what?
Like, it was blue.
Okay, all right. So which one was the 85, you know?
The 85 was the blue one.
Okay.
The
right.
Blue one with the 85.
Okay, all right. And which of the following street addresses in Summit have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1037 Little Creek Road, 4074 Robert Ayers Road, 7932 Highway 98 Southwest, or 900 Copia Street? None of the above.
I don't think none of them.
Okay. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employee that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
Huh?
A TRA certification dealing with adjustment of wages? You got a letter from the Labor Department.
Not that I know of.
Okay. All right. And what's your last day of work?
My last day of work was last Friday, which was the 22nd, I think.
The
22nd of July.
The 22nd of July. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Just by my job.
Okay. I mean, you just pay hourly, though, right?
Yeah, we get paid hourly.
Okay, all right. Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade of occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for, are you receiving pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for, are you receiving workman compensation due to work-related injuries?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one day to a job?
20 minutes to there and 20 minutes to come back.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
I guess maybe $12.
Okay. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? Obtain work through a union hiring hall?
I'm in the union at my job, but I ain't never retained the work through another thing.
Okay. Well, do you have a union number?
I don't know it right offhand.
Okay. What's your job description?
I'm a forklift operator.
Okay.
For live haul.
All right. Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
Yeah, they said we just gonna be down a week or so. So
okay.
Hopefully by the 2nd, maybe.
2nd of August. Okay.
Yes.
And are you on a temporary layoff due to company vacation schedule period? Company shut down for no more than 2 weeks.
Yeah, we on a temporary layoff with the company.
Okay.
They said it's 1 week. I hope it don't take no longer than that.
Okay.
But you know how that goes. You know, they get all this equipment hauled in there, and something might not go right, but hopefully it's just 1 week.
Okay, yes, yes, hope so. Okay. All right. And you said you're a forklift operator. Are you seeking work in your current occupation as a forklift operator if you had to look for another job, be a forklift operator?
No, not right now. I'm just waiting till we start back up on Monday.
Yeah, no, I say if you were looking for another job, would it be something dealing with forklift operations?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay, and who is your last separate employer?
My last employer besides Wayne Pullman?
No, that you're filing on now.
Oh, it's Wayne Farms.
Okay, Wayne's Farm, okay. And do you have a phone number for Wayne's Farm?
We want to talk to our supervisors.
Do you have a supervisor record number?
Yes.
Okay, what's that number?
Hold on. Are you there?
Yes.
It's
334-343-5464. Okay,
334-343-5464. Yes.
Okay, and where is Wayne's Farm located?
It's Jack, Alabama.
Jack, Alabama. Okay. And you perform your work in Jack, Alabama, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you said your last date was the 22nd of July. So when did you start with them?
I started September the 2nd, 2014.
September the 2nd, 2014?
Yes, I'm going to be 8 years.
Okay. September 2nd, 2014. Okay. Oh, you've been there a long time. Okay.
Yeah. They've been taken care of, I guess.
Okay, okay. And have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay after your last day of work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
I'm going to have my vacation and stuff roll around on the 2nd of September, but until then, no.
Okay. And have you applied for pension? Are you receiving pension from this employer?
No.
No? And this is your separating employer. Why are you no longer working? Quit, discharge, other, laid off, lack of work, no work available?
I guess we just temporarily laid off our shit down.
Okay, all right. And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Ma'am, can you repeat that?
Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Not that I know of. Well, I guess the basic, whatever they use to take.
You said what now?
I ain't really. Can you repeat that one more time?
Do you want them to take out 10% of your weekly benefit check for taxes?
No. Oh, no.
Okay. All right.
Hey, baby. Y'all go. Hello?
Okay. And your temporary PIN number, if you want to write it down, is going to be 2477.
2477.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
2477. And, okay, and I just use that PIN when?
When you next week, you have from Sunday up until Friday to get it called in. You'll call in the 31st through the 5th. That what you have, Sunday through Friday. And either one of those days you want to choose to call in, you'll be reporting your earnings for this week.
Okay.
Okay. And the number you're going to call is 1-800.
1-800-752-752-7389. 7389.
Mhm. And that's the number for the inquiry line. I mean, not the inquiry line. That's the number to call in your week of certifications. That's one you call every week. Well, you just got 1 week
okay.
to call because you're supposed to go back to work. You see on the second. Okay. Or you can go to the website. It's www.labor.alabama.gov. It's www.labor.alabama.gov.
Give it to me one more time.
Labor, labor.
Uh-huh.
.alabama,
alabama.
.gov.
.gov.
Mm-hmm. And just put three
okay.
W's in the front of it. It's www.labor. Just put three W's in the front of it. Okay,
right.
so if you don't, so next week when you call in, you'll call that number. I'll go to that website to key in your week of certifications for this week. We go the 24th through the 30th. And if you all don't return back to work on the 2nd and you need to keep filing, you still need to call that same number and report your earnings for the previous weeks, okay?
Okay.
And then if you don't receive your booklet in the mail within 7 days, you can call the inquiry line. Are you concerned about your payment while you haven't got your payment? You call the inquiry line. That number is 1-800-361-4524.
4524.
Yes, sir. 1-800-361-4524. That's the inquiry line number. And you can call them Sunday through Thursday, 5 o'clock p.m. or after.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to read your closing statements. We have to read the statements before we close the claim. And if you have any questions, once I finish, you can ask me. Closing statements, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claims requirements effectively. Since you are job attached and have an expected recall date to return to work, you are not required to seek work, but you must be able and available for recall and maintain contact with your employer as required. Your employer will be asked to verify the recall date that you gave us. If your employer indicates that you are not going to be recalled or your recall date is outside the period covered by the unemployment compensation law, you will be expected to search for work on a weekly basis and maintain a record of your work search in case the claim is selected for review. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begins on Sunday, ends on Saturday. You must file a week of certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim the benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete certification each week could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file internet, it's www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to call, it's 1-800-752-7389. Your week of certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 o'clock p.m. on Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains the rights and responsibilities on how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instruction list could result in loss of benefits. If you choose to file failure to, if you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Connolly, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, and thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Have a great day, sir.
All right, you too.
Thanks. Bye.